Okay, it's time for the children to come down. Well, hello, how are we this morning, children? Eh? It's been a long time since I've seen you. I miss you, I pray for you, I love you, and I can't wait to see you again. But I hope that you're getting something from our children's addresses, our little stories for you on Sunday mornings. So, George just read to us a very, very well-known passage of Jesus' words. And I want to focus on this part of the scripture. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Well, I have with me this morning, and I do actually have with me this morning, children, a jar filled with jelly beans. You listen. Yep, I managed to stop Pauline from eating them all, so they're still in the jar. And I've got a question. Can you guess how many jelly beans are in this jar? You can't see it, but I put them in there and I don't even know how many there are. All I know is there are two packets of Ansell jelly beans in this jar. We used to have raffles to raise money when I was at school. You used to pay 10 cents back in my day to guess how many jelly beans are in the jar, and if you were the one who got closest to the number, you won the jar full of jelly beans. Isn't that a good idea? Hey? But what I want to say this morning is, wouldn't it be amazing if someone could just take one look at the jar and tell you exactly how many jelly beans are in that jar? I mean, someone might actually fluke it. They might just guess it correctly. But what's even more amazing is that the Bible tells us that God knows exactly how many hairs are on your head. Exactly how many hairs are on your head. Now, some of us have a lot of hair, and some don't have very much at all. But it doesn't matter how much or how little hair you have, God knows how many hairs are on each person's head. And the Bible also says that God knows exactly how many birds are in the air, and if one of them falls to the ground, just one of them falls to the ground, God knows it. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means, children? God knows everything about you and cares about every little detail of your life and the world around you. God loves you and cares about you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that you could be with him forever. That's great news, isn't it? That's what we call the good news of the gospel. And that's amazing love. I'd like you to fold your hands now, children. Close your eyes, bow your head. Let's pray. Dear Father, we are thankful that you know everything about us and love us so much that you want to be with us forever. Thank you for sending Jesus to show us how much you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats now. Oh, they're terrific.